Blog Talk Radio.
Raceway. Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rule. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Teddy. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino X275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us. Or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
All right, everybody, I gave y'all a warm welcome, but my mic was on mute, so let me try it one more time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Grudge Inc. Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes. It is June the 26th, 2013, and we had a few races going on this weekend. We got a lot more coming up this coming weekend, and we're going to get right to it. I don't know. Good Lord. Somebody got something to take because on the board. I mean, everybody got something to say on the board. Y'all know I filed late at age, so I don't know who those members are. And so y'all got to work with me. Hold on 1 second for me. Hold on. All right, forgive me for that. I didn't have no mics open, and I got a call from Three Lug, kind of gave me a little information. So I had to click over. I apologize. We'll get some people on here in a little bit to try to get this worked out. But this is one thing everybody remember. I got a lot of hands up, and we got a little talking to do tonight, but I don't have the convenience of having the names on it like I usually have, so you got to bear with me. But also, I want to give a shout-out to some guys that I was told has been really doing some serious grudge racing, Terrell the Hook out of the Midwest. I'd like to get him on, Terrell the Hook. Y'all know who, y'all trying to get him on for me because I heard that he's been doing some serious grudge racing. And, we always like to give a man a shout out for doing, what he do. All right, we'll get to him a little bit later. We got a couple, still got a couple more guys. Ground and Pound, y'all know Ground and Pound been showing up. Y'all heard about Rated X Racing Team. I don't know if y'all familiar with Birdman. Terrell the Hook. It's a whole lot of guys out there that's racing. They ain't about all this BS, man. They want to show up and show out, and I want to give them a shout out to that. Right now, on a serious note, I want y'all to make sure that y'all get this word out. That we have, you know, we all know that we are invading the 901 Bad Boys headquarters. And we know, y'all know the main reason for that is because, you know, they are constantly, 901 Boys always saying Grudge Inc. won't race and all this, but we come into their front door to race, have fun, to go over to Bell Street. Y'all that don't know, we'll be on Bell Street Friday night with the video cameras, trying to make us plenty of videos to have fun with and to make light of the situation. But now, I got to get on something serious about this. Let me get on something serious about the 901 Bad Boys and this invasion that's taking place. On the serious side of this thing, I want y'all to recognize something. You know, this so-called grudge racing thing is getting so far out of line now. Everybody's being so offended by everything. So let me do some clarifying. I would like to thank the 901 Bad Boys for respectively saying that they could not make the event. And we've been ragging them about that, and I think we have the right to do that. I think we have the right. We're coming in their neighborhood, and we're racing at the Memphis Motorsport. But I want everybody to know that we and the 901 Bad Boys have told us that they cannot participate. They have another obligation. And I want to say that because I don't want whatever their obligation is, I want to respect it. I want to respect them. I want to make sure that we're just having fun, y'all. If everybody would stop being so touchy, but what I want to do to make sure that we clarify this is first and foremost, let it be known that the 901 Bad Boys have told us in advance that they had another obligation, and they are not participating in this event for reasons that they disclosed. And that's good and that's acceptable, and I appreciate them for doing that. And, you know, but the race is booked. We're coming. We're going to have fun. And some of them may have time to come by and have fun with us. But I don't want nobody to take this out of context. And, you know, this racing thing should be fun. And it's going to be fun. I mean, everybody that show up, we're going to be in Memphis on Beale Street Friday night having a ball. And Saturday, we're going to race at one of the biggest tracks I ever been to. This thing is a quarter mile long. It has, 30 feet bleachers on both sides going the length of the track. I mean, it is a mega-sized facility. The people are real nice. They're excited about us being there. So we want to give them a shout-out and thanks for welcoming grudge racing. If y'all remember, just a year ago, some of these places, grudge racers were not even allowed. And so as we are now getting the opportunity to come in some of these bigger tracks, all of a sudden the grudge racers don't know how to act. We're so overconsumed with ourselves that we can't enjoy being let in. So, again, I want to thank the track for giving us the opportunity to come. I want to thank Memphis for letting us come up there and hang out. All the guys in Memphis that I went up last week had time to hang out with. And we got video, man. We had fun. And this thing is about fun. And I want to make it sure that everybody understand too, in particular, some of the people that support the 901 Bad Boys. You know, they are, they got a obligation, and we're going to respect that obligation. But this is grudge racing, so we still get a chance to talk and have fun, but we respect what they got to do. But we still going to race on and have fun, you know. So, you know, that being said, I think I got somebody. I got a 901 mic that opened up just then. I don't know who it is. No, that's 601. 601. Is that you, Big Clark? Okay, the mic didn't open up.
Yeah, that's me, Jay. What's that?
All right. And I thought it was 901, but I see you on there. You see Biz on there? Open up Biz for me right quick and open yours up.
All right. All right, go ahead, Jay.
You know, somebody got a background noise, but I'll try to make sure that everybody understands, and I want y'all to help me reiterate this point, is that we are here to have a good time. I mean, and I want everybody to stop thinking, you know, it's almost like these guys, a lot of these people, man, are taking this stuff too serious. We're racing. We're having fun. We've been having fun. We're going to continue to have fun. I mean, what is y'all thought on that, Clark and Biz?
Go ahead, Clark. Okay, well, I'm going to say,
no.
Jay, some guys or some people take it seriously when another guy or when Grudge Inc. is having fun. And when they have fun, we supposed to take it, and some people, you know, can't take what they dish out. But and also we have to be careful about, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it, you know. And another thing is, if I get under your skin, then I may get the gamble that I want. You know, so I mean, it's a lot that can be said, Jay, but I think you put it in a nutshell when you first came out, you know. And you said we respect and witness 901 Bad Boys, but even in the event, you know, they can't make it, I know Big Mark is going to be there, but we come in a grudge race. We come in a drag race, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're coming for, and all other stuff, you know, we're going to put it behind us.
All right, Clark, what's your thought on this thing?
Well, Jay, I mean, the way I see it, man, a lot of things, from what I've learned about the grudge game, you got to be clear on everything now because, man, there's a lot of sensitive people in this thing, man. There's a lot of sensitive people. So you just got to be clear. And yes, I do think people are taking things out of content now. Man, it's only racing. That's all it is. When people realize that, it'd be a lot better. But it's only racing, man. You know, everybody needs to realize that and just get back to having fun. See, they taking the fun out of the sport. And, we come to Memphis, we plan to have a good time, and that's just what it is. When we leave, we hopefully everybody's still, in good spirit and had just a bigger time than we did. So that's what I'm looking for.
When we leave, Jay, we go on to Indiana.
Are we invading Indiana? Are we going the whole hand? Well, I mean, what are we going to do in Indiana?
well, Jay, I mean, I think last year showed you that we not holding no damn hands. You know, it was your first time up north. You know, I know we was kind of sweet. You know, I know we were sweet as candy.
Oh, that was the word.
You
now,
know,
that was the word.
Year.
That was the word.
Yeah. But see, even in the midst of us being sweet as candy, we engaged. And that's what it's about.
Matter of fact, if you want to know the truth about it, when we got back, every talk show, every racer, the first thing out of everybody's mouth started with how sweet. It was, you know. Everything started with, you know, how sweet first. That was the first part that came out of everybody's mouth.
But
and,
the piggyback on what Big Clark said, huh?
Are you saying it ain't sweet no more?
No, it ain't sweet no more. But, you know, Indiana, you know, is after Memphis. So Memphis, I believe, this is my prediction, we're going to have a strong presence from Mississippi. Because when you get to Memphis, I mean, you drive 10 minutes, you're in Mississippi. So I believe, this is my thought, we're going to have a strong presence of Mississippi and Alabama. And we gonna see what them and you know we invade 901, but you know that's Tennessee. Where's them boys out of Nashville? Where's them boys out of Knoxville? Where's them boys out of Chattanooga? This is y'all state. This is Tennessee. Come rep your state. Come get your grudge on, cause we Grudge Inc. is coming, and we coming to grudge. We coming to engage. So you know let's not be narrow minded. You know we gonna knock 901 off. We gonna knock 601 off. We gonna knock 615 and all 931. That's all them Tennessee and Mississippi air codes. Let's get them there.
Well, you included.
Well, Mississippi gonna be
there, Ben. I believe that, Clark. I really believe Mississippi gonna be there. Now, what they gonna do is another story.
Hey, listen, hey, Ben, Mississippi gonna come and show out. I guarantee you that. Not only that, man, we got them New Orleans boys calling me today. They coming.
Them New Orleans.
Them New Orleans. Hey, Doobie said he frying fish to eat next week. So he frying fish today to eat next week.
You know what that mean? He coming up here and he gonna get broke. So he want to make sure he got enough food to feed his family before he come up here, before he come to Tennessee.
Watch out, Ben. Watch out. You might make Doobie grab on to you now.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want three grudge races, and I don't plan on doing the same thing I did in Holly Springs, getting my head knocked off three times. I want three grudge races.
You want three of them?
I want three.
I heard that, bro. I heard that. Well, it will be there to make it happen.
I know that's right. And that's what we're going to do, man. That's what we're going to do. We coming to grudge, man. We coming to grudge. We coming to put on for the fans. We come and Clark, I know you've been to the track, but all the fans out there, man, you coming to a Class A facility. I don't know how many acres is acres, but it's acres upon acres upon acres. You ain't got to worry about parking next to somebody and you ain't got enough room.
Oh, it's definitely a nice track. It's a nice track.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So.
It's a nice track. So.
And when we went, we seen some 6-second passes. Six 680.
Yeah.
Six, and I'm not talking about 8-mile passes either. It was a class race, and they put it on the board. So 180, 190, 200 miles an hour. So.
That sounds like some pretty fast racing. I was on the other line trying to get Terry. Big if you can. She can't get Terry. I wanted to get Terry on because he had some stuff he wanted to talk about. And but tell me again, who ran that fast, Big?
Well, you know, when we went to Memphis and looked at the facility, the passes that we seen.
Oh, so, yeah, man.
You know.
I mean, that was that man. One of the guys ran a six. What was it? A six something? How fast
yeah.
was a six something?
Let me. You a country boy, Jay? Let me break it down. That was a 380 pass.
Hey, Jay Bond.
Yes, sir.
That was the famous boom on wheel, and he's trying to get on. He's trying to get on because he said he didn't like. Evidently he didn't like what Biz just had to say about how he
well,
went over the New Orleans boy.
Give me one second. Anyway, you can open his mic. Don't open it yet. Let me get out first.
Okay. All right, Mister. All right.
I want Ben. Go ahead and break down. How fast is that again, Ben?
You said break down what, Jay? What did he tell me to break down, Clark?
How fast that was?
Oh, that was a 380 pass, about 180 miles an hour. Yeah, in the eighth mile. I think Boom gonna come on and tell you how your homeboy Eyes ran into the bushes with King Scooby.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard.
Jake. All right, fellas, y'all are on the Monday talk show with Jay Bonds. He's gonna be okay. Clock back on. Go ahead, Clock.
Yeah. So what happened now, Vince?
And,
what happened?
Sorry about that was Boom on Wheel. Boom real pissed off at you, Ben. he said all he want from you, Ben, is one in the move.
One in the move.
That's all he want. He said. That's all he want.
And one in the move. Now, what is he in?
I can tell you this. Clark, what he told us, didn't he tell us he had, what kind of 60 foot he said he had? A 1.43. He got a 1.43 60 foot.
A 1.43 60.
That's
if right. If he got a 1.43 60 and he can prove it on the pass that we run, he got two in the move.
I'm just letting you know. Hey, I'm going to see. Let me see. Biz, talk for a minute. Let me get Clark. Biz, run in the prayer for me. 1 second. Let me get Clark.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna tell all the fans, man. We had a good race up there at GLD. This is a Southern show. Y'all don't hear but a slow Northern guy. Hey, Grudge Inc.'s presence was over at Jackson, South Carolina, Carolina Dragway. I took my kids over there this weekend and over at TB's, Tony Bynes, 16-car shootout. Now, I'm going to tell you the pros and I'm going to tell you the cons because you had both. One of the cons of the race was it's just too damn hot down south. It's just too damn hot down south. The track temperature was 162 degrees, and I don't care what type of track prep you have, these 5-horsepower cars can't get down no track that hot. But they had the baddest of the bad of the South there, and on 29s, big block. I don't think it was a small block. It may have been a small block in that event, but overall it was a good event. That was some good about it. All the big names were there. All the guys you all see on YouTube. But I do have to say here's some things that need to be fixed. I don't think that they are used to running that many cars in a shootout. Because when you look at down south, you see 4-car shootout, 8-car shootout. It was just too late. They started too late. It was 11:30, and it was just getting on the second round. But it was good action. It was good action, side-by-side action, and they had a little streetcar shootout. The streetcar shootout went very well. Jay, you back on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, take over.
Go ahead with your report. Did you give everybody?
Well, it was good side-by-side action. It was a couple of, I believe, class cars that was in the event. And like I said, Grudge Inc. was well represented. I was there. Big Low, Crew Chief, T5, they were there, and man, they had them strapped in 29s on. The white boys is there. They had engine issues and they couldn't make it, but all in all, they couldn't finish the event. Real Tree and the Predator, Baby Predator, whatever they call it, which is a red Mustang, split the pot. I don't know too much about that Baby Predator, but I tell you. If they're going to continue to let that man in them events, they're going to have problems. One way they're going to get him out of the events, they're going to have to run these G-body shootouts because he is a Mustang.
So he a force to be reckoned with?
Oh, yeah.
So that brings up a whole other question, Ben. What do you think about the fact that they got these do you lack the anything on 29 shootouts, or do you lack specific shootouts?
I like anything because I'm not trying to tell on nobody, but they got cars out here that's all fiberglass cars. If you got an all fiberglass car, it's the same weight as a Mustang or a lighter. You know, they got these big motors in these cars with these plastic doors, with these plastic front clips. All of them weigh the same, basically. You know, so I think it should be any tire. I don't care about the suspension. It shouldn't be no stock suspension race no more. Long as you're on that same tire, I think they should just go ahead. And it opens it up. It opens the field up. Because when you open the field up, you're going to get them 12 and 16 and 24 cars in these shootouts. But when you just say a G-body, you only going to have eight at the most. That's competitive.
Well, let me add somebody to that. I got to see what Kid talking about. Kid got his hand up, and Kid, how you doing this evening, Kid?
Oh, pretty good. How's everything going? Hey, what's up there, Biz? What's up there, Big Clark?
Hey, man, everything's good. What do you think about this thing, Kid? I mean, what do you think about should we keep these shootouts specific to G-bodies, Fox-bodies, and F-bodies, or should we open them up to anything on 28s or anything on 29s?
Anything on 28s and 29s.
So the suspension don't matter. I got one that I'm gonna bring on in a little bit. We got a serious topic. I mean, what kind of power at us? Cause see, we got some real issues going on. Certain guys, you know, want certain things with these different power errors. And, you know, we're going to have to deal with that. We've got to check that out and see what's going on with that. So what y'all think about that? What about the power error?
Yeah, well, mine is bring what you got and hope you brought enough. That's
Jay,
the way I see it.
You know what, Jay? Honestly, let me cut you off, Kid. I think it should be any power error, but you have to limit it to strictly grudge cars, because a strictly grudge car power adder is going to run just as fast as a nitrous power adder. Now, when you get to these class cars, known class cars, then no, you don't let them in. But you know, if it's a strictly grudge car, and all they do is grudging, any power adder, as long as they're on the same tire. That's how we do it. That's how us Yankees do it. I don't know how you country boys do it, but that's how us Yankees do it.
But the country boys claim the fame is that they invented grudge racing and the shootout. So, you know, the country boys, they real, they feel like they called a shot. But now, hold that thought. I see 901 Bad Boy Week is on here. And y'all know earlier I had sent out something saying that I told everybody that, you know, Wick, and I want to make sure that Wick is won't be able to participate in the event coming up. He's already told us in advance that he had other obligations, and we respect that of him, and we don't want nobody to think that we've been trying to disrespect him, and we don't want nobody to think that he's been trying to disrespect any obligations that he has. And so we're trying to have a little fun. So let me get the Wick for a minute here. Y'all bear with me 1 second. See, can I get 901 Bad Boy Wick? You on? Wick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
Wick,
what you say about me?
I said that we respect the fact that you got other obligations, and we want everybody to know that you got other obligations, and we respect that, and we didn't want nobody thinking that you are by no means forsaking
you
your obligation.
Video, you put that video up.
Well, that's why now, Wick, I'm on the line now, Wick, trying to let everybody know that, you know, you got other obligations. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to let everybody know
Yeah, it wasn't, I ain't crying or nothing, because I don't, you know, I ain't crying about racing. I ain't, you know, somebody get on my ass, I ain't crying. I'm just saying, you know. I thought that was personal between me, you, and Viz. I let y'all in my place. Just, you know, just I thought you was going to take some personal video or just, you know, the race cars and stuff. And I had told you don't put it up because I didn't want, you know, my stuff getting out like that. And you put it up anyway. That's what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about nothing else.
Let me say it again. You know, we videoed a whole lot of stuff, and I thought I was respecting. But again, we telling you that forgive us. You know, we made an error, and we want everybody to know that you ain't participating, and that we're trying to respect you in every way we can. You know, so if you will let us, we're trying to apologize. If you'll let us take the apologies, and we'll move on. We're gonna have some good fun. Is Wick still there? Wick, you there? All right, he might have dropped off. Let's go back to what we were saying.
Hey.
Huh?
Other 901 number, open that up. I think he wants to, he want a special invite to the track. He's a 901.
Where he at? The other 901? All right, I'm going to open it up. It's 901-4987?
Yeah.
All right, their hand is up. I open it up. 901-4987, your mic is open. Who am I talking to?
That's Mark. What's going on?
Mark, what's going on? Baby, everything's good with you?
Oh, yeah, everything loving, brother. How y'all doing?
All right.
I want you to know.
I'm just letting you know that you know, Biz talked. You know, I love the 901 bad boy, but you know, Wick. I mean, Biz. I believe you pay Biz off, cause I think every morning he get up, he call me and tell me how good Mark is. I don't know what's up. I mean, you ain't trying to recruit Biz over there, because every day he tell me how good Mark is.
Nah, man, Big, my buddy, man. He knows what type of guy I am, man. Hey, don't think y'all run my town, man.
Hey, Jay, I'm telling you, you opened up the right mic, Jay. You're going to get a little resistance. You're going to get a little resistance from this guy right here. But if you get a little bit too tough for you, Jay, just open Clark mic up. Just open Clark mic up.
Clark the table down
a little bit.
Y'all did the best thing, Clark Mike. He knows. He's so sick, he worried about the 14th. It's just round the corner. Y'all don't think y'all come to my town now. Wick them ain't going to show up now, but don't think y'all come to my town and don't shit my town down now. I sure know it's going to like the radio advertising y'all got right now. You must owe them fellas. Them fellas threaten y'all. I don't like that now.
Well, listen.
Hey, Mark.
The last thing we heard, all the men were going to leave. All the men were going to leave.
Yeah. I don't like that. I think I'm going to put a 430 fake out on them.
Tell them what we're going to do. We're going to go to Bill Street, and we're going to take what? What are we going to take on Bill Street?
We'll go down to Bill Street. Oh, yeah. We're going to... you talking about taking all the women, though? You talking about?
Hey, Vic.
All the women, I'm protecting it, man. You know anytime the men flee and leave the women behind, man, that the invaders, that's what they supposed to do, man, take the women.
Mark, and we're going to be gentlemen. And we're going to be gentlemen, too. We're going to take the women and the kids. We're going to leave the kids fatherless.
Okay. You know, don't get too drunk downtown. They know they got this punk club down in there. Don't run the wrong club.
No, that group's going to leave, too. That group leaving.
I'm going to the wrong club now, thinking you got this Nene now. I'll come up with a name. We say, hey, we're going to be gone.
No, hey, before we grab them, we're going to look at their Adam apple. If their Adam apple is sticking out too far, we're going to leave it up.
Where you want to go?
Hey, now you better do like me. Give him an extra 20. Let me peep at it for me. Extra 20. Put some insurance on.
Yeah. Go on, check it out. Make sure it's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do, man. But listen, Friday night. Oh, let me make sure everybody understand one thing. Y'all help me remember this now. We can't go into the track until 5 o'clock. Actually, 4 o'clock Saturday evening. So even though we're advertising that the gates will be open at 10, they actually have another event, some circle car stuff, and we can't go in until 4 o'clock. And we're gonna raise the midnight. But we're gonna race to midnight, so make sure.
I got the honey shot. Come on, buddy.
Hey,
hello.
Hey,
man. Y'all ran Wick away from the shop. I just put up at the shop. Wick ain't here. What's going on? What?
We said he's gonna be gone.
Wicky, that's the Wick up there doing roofing. Come on, Wick.
Hey, tell Wick he ain't got to leave the Friday. He ain't got to leave Monday.
Yeah. He's got to leave a little quick, ain't he?
Hey. I hear y'all calling.
Hey, ain't no
they go, my buddy. They go, my buddy.
Hey. I ain't going to be gone nowhere. I'll be goddamn it. I ain't going to be nowhere. I'm going to be around.
Hey, I'm calling you Friday. We gonna go to Roof Chris. After we come to Roof Chris, I'm going down to Bill Street, and me and Jay taking all the ladies.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That is.
Gotcha.
But now, what you do? When y'all leaving, y'all wave at us as we on Bill Street. Got your women, just wave at us as y'all leave out of town.
Well, I don't know, Jay. I just got a call. They told me to get all the old schools in the pretty cars ready. They got me a booth at the Dub Show. So I don't know, Jay. I don't know. I'm having some pretty women around me too. Hey, I'm finna get them cleaned up. So I will be around. If ain't none down there, then I'm gonna come over there where y'all at.
Well, we're gonna get them, cause they unprotected, and we're gonna get them and take them with us.
Nothing wrong with that. They're around here, I can tell you that.
Hmm?
I said, they're around here, I can tell you that.
Yeah. We was up there last week, hanging out, checking out, scoping out some things. And we got our eyes full now. You know. But listen, let me get back to the question at hand. Do y'all think is... Should we separate when it comes time to shootouts? And should we separate forced induction cars and nitrous cars? What y'all call about that? Everybody got quiet on me.
Hey, I can tell you my thought on it.
All right, come over here, Clark.
If it's a true grudge car, then it really, you know, you should allow it if it's a true grudge car. But I think I know where the controversy started. That wasn't a true grudge car. The Birdman car was a class car.
Are we saying then now, if you do know that a lot of the quote unquote pro mods that's on the East Coast, They were all bought or purchased from class cars. You do know that, right?
Well, this is the thing, though, Jay. Okay, let's say if you start accepting that as far as just normal grudge racing. A grudge race is when two people say they got a chance to win. But when you get these cars such as twin turbo cars, big blocks that make unlimited horsepower, how can a NOS car, you know what I'm saying, compete with that? I understand they got, I heard somebody use the example of DJ Grant get races all the time. Well, you know, that's because the other person thinks he got a shot at winning. But, man, when you get a car and it's right, man, some of them damn twin turbo cars make about 4,000 horses, man. How can you compete with that?
All right, then, I got another rule then. What about then, I got another rule, that then a nitrous car, like the one, what's that very small block they said it is with Steve Jackson driving?
Big ball. Big ball.
Okay. Look, it's right. It's right. Now, you said your key word was once one is right. So look at that small block that's right. And what turbo... What turbo would try? No, would try. Matter of fact,
get a lot of them. A lot of them.
As a true grudge car, not too many. If you get into these unlimited pockets or these past class cars, then yeah, when they got all them stickers on and all these sponsors, then yeah. But if you get a true built grudge turbo supercharger car, it's gonna be hard for them to front door like a nitrous car. It's gonna be hard for them to front door like a nitrous car to the eighth mile.
Car. And all right, now check this out too. All right, now so my question is this. Now we talking. You brought up Birdman. So the fact that Birdman is now. All right, we all know that. I think the high car, the Jekyll car, is the world champion back half. Which one is it, the high or the Jekyll car?
It's the high car.
All right, the high car is. Now let me ask you a question. So let me ask you this question. Do you think that it's wrong to have a category, an extreme back half category? Well, in the extreme category, anybody can run. I don't care what your power area is. The
question is,
I'm not talking about, you know, you have two distinctions. You got a nitrous back air and an extreme back air. Now, the nitrous car obviously can run in the extreme class. That's how Mississippi Joe in the Gangsta Boo. They had the extreme G body belt. They had to whoop a turbo car to do it, a twin turbo car to do it. So are you saying that it would be wrong to create an extreme back half category that cars can compete in the future with different types of power adders?
No, I'm not saying that's wrong, Jake. If there was an extreme category, you know, with some of the back halves like Giganta, Dunye, they already, you know, consider that there is an extreme class right now with the cars like Lil Mo, My Car, Big Sexy, you know, certain cars like that. They already consider that as an extreme class, you know, but I mean, are you saying you're talking about another extreme, another different type of extreme class?
Well, see, no. What I'm thinking is, right now, there's in the back half, there's one class, one category. It's called back half. And nobody wants, and really what we really mean is nitrous back half. Now, so within the nitrous back half, there's still only one king, which is the high car. Regardless of what kind of back half everybody in America got, they still don't have but one king, the high car. So I'm saying, so that, and I'm trying to think about the future, more and more cars are getting faster and faster, and more people are invested in different things. Like up north, you see a lot of pro chargers and turbos. Out in Texas, you see a lot of, forced induction. So in the future, you know this process is going to continue to grow toward what makes the most power. Now, let me tell you, I talked to some guys out of Atlanta, and they want the nitrous. I'm just letting you know how everybody want to fight their own battle. They want the back half, nitrous back half, to be limited to a 700 cubic inch motor. And they are saying, you know, and they're giving their same justification that these people are building ProMart cars and putting ProMart motors and calling them back at. So I'm just letting you know there's a movement, you know, everybody's trying to seek their own advantage. So the same way you want to, or we want to limit that we, it's got to be nitrous only, there's a group that don't want your engine size to be over 700 cubic inches. There's another group, so we could clear all this up by having two separate, you got extreme class, you got a nitrous class. And in the extreme, everything goes. In the nitrous
class,
well,
that's fine.
It's got to be nitrous.
Yeah, that's fine. See? That's fine. But now just a question. What happens when you get one of these back ass show up with one of these big screw blowers on it? Then what?
The exact same thing happens when you get an all carbon fiber body car show up with a 900 cubic inch motor, nitrous motor. The exact same.
Okay. Thing. Okay. All right. Well, the thing about that is, but he's still nitrous. If he show up with that 900, he all carbon fiber. You know what I'm saying? If he shows up like that, you know, most of your grudge cars, Jay, ain't gonna be letting nobody go all up on their hood looking at what size the engine is.
Well, what I'm saying is, I do know that, but we're only 1 year from that. We all know now that there are 800 cubic inch motors out here now. I'm talking about back halves. There's carbon fiber bodies out here now. So why is it that under the umbrella of nitrous you can do anything but that? You see what I'm saying? Now, all right, let me ask you a question. What kind of horsepower does a 900 cubic inch 5.3 or 5.4 or 5.5 motor, whatever the new thing going to be, with four kids, how much horsepower does it make?
I can't tell you exactly how much horsepower it makes, but I can tell you this. If you got a damn twin turbo that can make 4,000, I bet it ain't going to be close to what that 900 make. That 900 ain't going to make much, nowhere near what that twin turbo is going to make.
All right, let me say this. A 900 with four kits, you don't think it's going to make 3,000 horsepower?
It ain't going to make, it might make three, but it ain't going to make four.
But
twin turbo
is,
big blocks will make 4,000, though, Jay.
Right, but listen to this now. Just think. Can they use all that 4,000?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, it depends. Once the turbo kind of get going, man, that something it will run. I mean, I know Noah got a partner like Brad.
Do you see DJ Grant on the board? Open his mic so he can stop texting me.
I'm not on your board, Jay. I'm not on your board.
Okay. That damn DJ Grant. Go ahead, Clark.
What
you saying?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm good.
DJ ain't on here.
Well, he keeps sending me a text and I open his mic. I know I don't see him.
Yeah, he ain't on here.
But, DJ Grant, you got to send us what number you on. But go ahead, Clark. What were you saying about Noah?
No, I'm just saying, you know, if you take Brad, for instance, I mean, he's a class racer, but at the same time, he has a big block twin turbo car. Look at the numbers that he posts. I mean, you don't think they can put all the power down? Look at the numbers he posts.
But let me add one more person to this conversation. Atomic Dog, you there?
What's up, Jay? How's it going? Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Atomic Dog. Did you hear our discussion?
I came in on probably about 15 minutes of it. I know where you're going with.
Let me ask you a question then. So, what is your thinking? Unless we need to go back over it, tell me what your thoughts are.
I don't like this, Jay. Based on what everybody's doing, and we seeing grudge racing and try to invite many people, because we're having this game, people having different combinations. look in the future, you know, we should open it up, and I think it's a good thing to have an extreme because, for instance, before, a 632 was a bad boy, and in a back half, it was a bad boy. Today, that's a peanut, and you got guys coming up, like you say, with them big 800 cubic inch 5.3 motors, and they still trying to jump on guys with a 706 or a 632. So there always going to be something ahead, just like versus turbos or blowers. But if we go extreme, you can pick which ones you go in. Some guys going to run them, and some guys even going to duck guys that got the big motors. We just had Birdman, we just had Jumping High trying to lock either car in with the Birdman, and they're going to make a decision on that tomorrow. So you got those guys jumping on him, but you got some guys in the back half class that the Jumping High are trying to jump on, and some guys in the back half class won't even run them. It's probably two or three cars that may run them. So you're always going to be in that dilemma of people going to pick and choose what they want to do. But looking at the way we're going for the future, and we're welcoming every grudge racer and trying to bring more action, I think it'll bring more action. We just have to go to extreme and let the ones who can afford to do it, do it, and the ones who can't, you know, stay in that certain class. They won't just run nitrous, run nitrous, but you probably will get more blower and turbo cars that want to grudge, that can't run the class, come to some of the grudge events and try to grudge each other, which will bring more action for the fans and the racers. So we wouldn't eliminate nobody.
I disagree a little bit, Jay, simply because of the fact it's like this, man. You know, like Tommy Dahl said, you got the Jekyll and Hyde car when they said some of the guys won't run them. You know, some of the guys tell them that they ain't going to run them, but, you know, got intentions on running later on down the line. I mean, it's just like the pro mod, Tracy. You got a pro mod. But, I mean, you ain't going to go out there and line up with somebody like Galen that just lit the scoreboard up that went on 355. You ain't gonna grudge him. You know what I'm saying? It's the same way.
I understand it, Clark. What I'm saying is this. It's going to, like right now, if you just take the back half class, it's probably, out of all the back half cars, it's probably four to six cars in the same class that would run the jumping high car. That's about it. You know, I don't know if you know different. I don't see if there's more than six cars in that class that will run them cars. So therefore,
I mean, it ain't no more than eight or nine cars in the back half, in the whole back half class.
It's more than that, but they just don't have a field to play because they can't compete with guys that got all the 5.2s and 5.3s. A lot of these guys got back half, but some of these cars just got a 5-inch motor, and some got a 4.8 40. They have to compete.
The question I got for you, Tracy, is this. Okay, what's the difference of some of the guys picking their race in the back half world, you know, versus, you know, the same way you pick your race in the pro mod world? I mean, you got a pro mod. You took your car from pro mod to Tom Sportsman because you felt like you couldn't compete with the pro mod. You know, it's the same.
Let me finish, though. I never took my car after Clark's course. I never took my car from ProMod. My car always been a Top Sportsman car. When I bought it, it was a Top Sportsman. So what I'm saying is this. I'm not saying eliminate them. I'm saying as the way we go into the future, we want to make it for everybody. Just create an extreme class, and then that's settled. That's all I'm saying. You're making a field for everybody.
Jekyll Hyde waiting on you, Clark. What you worried about that shit for? Get your shit ready so Jekyll Hyde knock your ass off.
Hey, we waiting on your ass in Memphis this weekend, so what's your goddamn excuse?
What's your excuse? With Jekyll
Hyde?
What's
your excuse? I'm
going to be at the Durham show with my cousin.
Yeah, I know it. You better be at a Durham show or whatever the goddamn kind of show
you
want.
Hey, I can get Jekyll Hyde to Memphis. I can't go, but I can get Jekyll Hyde over there.
Listen, can you get your ass to Memphis?
No, I can't get to Memphis.
Okay, then. Go on mute.
Nah, you quit with everybody back ass. Nah, you need to go on mute if you ain't ready.
Hey, Whit, you got a goddamn. Hey, Whit, you got a back ass, Whit?
I ain't got no back ass that's ready.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that we got close to a back ass that's ready is Nephew and Stone Cold them.
No. What the fuck is a candy cane?
It's not. It's a 29 back ass, though.
Okay, well, listen, this is what I do. I got a guy that got a back half. I'll come over there and run your ass this weekend, lock in, whatever you want to run. Tweet already told me that I got the right to lock your ass in. He'll come run you this weekend.
I can't make it. Thank you, man.
Now, he on 29 or 315.
I run him in Holly Springs, son.
I know you will run him in Holly Springs.
Well, I'm just telling you. You said he'll come over here. Will you run Jekyll and Hyde in Holly Springs, son?
Hey, listen. Hey, Witt, I'm just saying. Yeah? You can't drag everybody else in your damn backyard. We come run you everywhere you want to run them at, man.
That ain't so backyard. Oh, that ain't Jekyll and Hyde backyard. Or nephew backyard.
Okay.
Ain't that one of them
y'all
backyard.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't trying to run neither one of them. You're right.
I'm going to show you the rate.
Hey, Witt, get what I'm going to do to you. The same way I told you with goddamn Emma Hall, we're going to beat Mike ass. It's going to be the same way whenever I run nephew now. We ain't got to talk about that. We ain't going to even talk about that.
We need
to
get on the phone. So when you ain't ready, it's a certain thing you're supposed to do.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Witt, Jay Moore called me. We ain't called you. We coming into your backyard this weekend, and your ass won't even run.
Nard from Florida.
Killer?
I ain't never seen this Mustang, sir. What did it look like?
Man, Man, you saw this Mustang last year, the Silver Killer. Hell no, I ain't gonna run it.
I don't know.
I think it's a back half car.
It's a top sportsman.
Just like them. Yeah.
Now, if it's a top sportsman, we're running with Nephew Car, but if it's a Pro Mod, we're running with Blue Magic.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, it ain't no Pro Mod. I know it ain't no Pro Mod.
We're running with Nephew Car, top sportsman.
Okay. Well, y'all know what it is.
Not no top sportsman, man.
Okay. All right,
hey, with Ducky. God, you ain't showed up yet, man. You need to goddamn stop all this talk.
Hey, hold on. Guess what?
I'm not sitting here talking about the motherfucking nightmare because when the nightmare gets tested,
you ain't gonna run the motherfucker. You are nephew with.
You ain't coming out, man. Y'all ain't gonna get out here in this heat and work with these cars and fuck with these cars and shit.
I'm just telling you. You ain't gonna motherfucking run
them on. Y'all ain't gonna do that shit. Y'all ain't finna do what we do. Y'all ain't finna get out here in this 90-degree weather. Fuck with these race cars. Put them to go down the track.
We know we're
gonna
be
his
boss. We know that.
I'm running in the motherfuckers and get in the way. That's just bottom line. I got my ass
blown
off.
Tweet waiting on your ass. Anywhere other than Hollis Springs. Tweet waiting on your ass.
Man, anytime I see tweet.
You ain't got to win this stand. You want everybody to play with a 29
car, man. Fuck it. I'm running anything and get in the way. I told you.
All right. I just told you Tweet want to get in the way. You want me to get him on the phone?
When Tweet show up and tell
him
to get in there, I
all
see him at the track. I'm going to run him.
With?
I can't run him if he ain't
showing
up.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
You think you can get Blue Magic to 41 in July on the 27th? Lock in 2010.
You told me something, and then I went with what you told me, and I can't get it there now because what you told me.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And you know what you told me. We ain't got to talk about that, but I can't get
right,
it there.
Right. We're going to call in Jason from VP. So, you know, things have changed. We're going to call in Jason from VP.
I can answer that beer now.
The mic open.
Can you get Nephew up here to Chicago in July?
Hell no.
Call Nephew old $20. Nephew old $20.
The mic is open. I ain't hear what you asked, sir.
I said, can you get Nephew up here to 41? Because he owed $20 to somebody up here in Chicago.
Hey, Wayne, the mic open. Oh, no. Everybody owe you $20, what's the name?
Hey, Whit, if you can, let me know. Because we are calling Jason from VP. Everything going to be cool. We want to lock in Blue Magic 2-on-10.
With a grudge
Pro Mod.
A grudge Pro Mod? It's nitrous?
Yeah.
Nitrous grudge Pro Mod?
No, I didn't say nitrous. I don't know.
I don't run them with nitrous Pro Mod with that car. Now, I can lock in another car if it's a Huffer.
Okay.
I got Huffers too now. I got all this shit. Huffers, nitrous cars. I mean, we got it all in the 901 camp. And we ain't dropping either, goddammit. We ain't dropping. I ain't got to do my call, brother Stanton, goddammit. He'll bring that motherfucker out in time I get ready. Oh, y'all want to do a come to win race? How y'all want to do it?
Oh, y'all want to do a come to win race?
Yeah.
Hold on. You want to do a come to win race?
I got to talk to your boy VP first.
Okay.
We'll do a goddamn come to win, goddammit. I'm going on mute.
Yeah. Hey, your mic is open, whoever was talking. Let me see. Larry, your mic is open.
Yeah, Biz, I had DJ Grant. It was asking for DJ Grant. I had him on my line, and I had Leon on my line, too. Well, Sweet Willie was on here, but he dropped off, and DJ was trying to get to you all.
Is he still on?
I think he is. DJ?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Hello? Yeah, we can hear you. DJ, you telling us to open up your mic. You should have told us to open up Larry's mic.
Yeah, I said that to Jay Bourne.
Oh, okay.
Is my mic open?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, what's up, boy? It's Terrell, man.
What's up, Terrell?
What's going on?
Hawk, I know who you are. What's going on?
Okay. Now I'm three-way in with somebody else's number.
Okay, well, Jay wanted to congratulate you for you going up to Michigan and taking care of your business and getting your name on the map. You know, we always want to, you know, give everybody they just do. You know, this is what Grudge Inc. is about, you know. So,
appreciate it.
Also, do you know if any of the guys coming down to Memphis this weekend?
I'll be down there.
Oh, okay.
Ground and pound. Eastside Strangers.
Okay.
And I don't know the rest of the camp coming.
Okay. Whoever just sneezed, God bless you. Okay, Jay ain't on, but well, everybody know this is Eastside Stranglers, east side of Chicago. He got a Mustang, and he whooped a car to Detroit, a Malibu G-body. So we always get shine to those who actually engage, who actually engage in Grudge. So Wit 901 Bad Boys, he was just on, but we ain't run him in the bushes. But you know, when we start talking about locking in them pro mods, you know it's getting heavy when we start doing that.
When y'all talk about locking in any goddamn thing, his ass going to bushes. Just tell it like it is, man. That's what he do. Goddamn, ain't no need that. Now we was trying to be tight. He said everybody picking on me, and we start to be soft, and then he come back on here like a goddamn bear again. Come on, man. He went out the first round up there with the 29 inside of car. What, the first round he got put out or the second round? First round.
No, second round. And
And I mean, I'm going to say this now. King Kong actually looked pretty good to me, if you ask me, but I'm not, I don't understand
it,
why he. I don't know, man.
The track wasn't there.
I mean, that
track,
now
I'm
going to
be
now,
honest, the track
I,
wasn't
I mean, are we resulting to it was there for everybody else? All the cars had to go down the same track.
Yeah, but a lot of them got loose. It was a pedal fest on a few of them.
Well, I mean, I think when it cooled off, the track looked like it was working. When the temperature got right on the track, it looked like everybody, you know, getting down, making a trip in the shootout. But,
hey,
I mean,
Whit,
do you
want to...
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
Hey, I got one question to ask, and this for everybody on the line. Why every time they want to race Wick want everybody to go to Hollow Spring, man? Would y'all please tell me he don't want to race nobody nowhere but to Hollow Spring?
He got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
If a mama came to your house, Leon, you ain't gonna run him. Get your motherfucking ass to Memphis and watch what I do to you. That's what you do. Why are you talking that shit? Quit trying to run out of the screen. Get your ass to Memphis. Get your ass to Memphis with your scary ass, man.
What's up?
You always count my race in the mother. You want everybody to go to Hollow Spring and race your scary ass.
Yeah.
Move,
hey,
motherfucker.
What that you didn't try to run me?
When I move your scary ass and quit being a Hollow Spring sucker. Come on, we can dig off your ass. Get your ass to Memphis. I'm going to fuck you up.
Race somebody and then talk, man. Race somebody and then talk.
You always
want
to go good stuff.
How many girls
you been trying to race your ass back? Not here, brother. We coming there. You won't race nobody. You got
to
come.
I need to talk to you about racing. Three little to race, man.
You ain't doing nothing, man.
You ain't gonna race nobody.
Get your ass to Memphis. I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, sir.
Man, you ain't gonna do shit.
Gee, come to Memphis, brother. He's in the motherfucking house. That's why you ain't coming,
man.
You know why
I
ain't coming.
They ain't nobody coming. If you coming. Shit.
You ain't coming because Girl Deke is in the house, sir.
I ain't coming because you going to be there, Leon. You bad.
You
by
my time. I'm going to blow your ass out. I feel good.
You
I
bad.
Run y'all here.
I'm
fuck up with that weak shit.
I'm ducking Leon.
No, man. Just stop that Hollow Spring shit. Won't everybody go to Hollow Spring to run
ain't
you, man?
I ain't nothing about no motherfucking Hollow Spring, motherfucker.
You a damn
you black. If I gave you $1,000 coming to Hollow Spring, motherfucker, you still don't want to race.
You ain't gave me shit. You're cheap. You ain't getting a mother, man. I wouldn't give you nothing because you ain't going to raise no motherfucker. Hell. You know what I said, man. Get your ass out of some mother. All these races you got stuff to do. You ain't shit, Leo. You know what I'm talking about. I bet you won't get the Hollow Spring.
Man, come on, man.
You get your ass out of the spring, you won't get fucked up.
You mean Memphis, man. You don't know what you're saying.
But, yeah, you're right. You said it right. By the time you're being on my side for
right,
a stand,
right,
scary
right.
Ass.
You don't, cause you know you ain't going to raise nobody, so you might as well say
hey,
anything.
Hey, wait. If you get your ass to Memphis, I'm going to run your head the fuck up, sir.
I ain't going to do no shit, sir.
Man, come on, man. Get your ass
here,
man. That's what you do. You're the only one running. Hey, we ain't talking about three. Lock your ass in, sir. I'm going to come off that trailer and run y'all head the fuck up, sir.
Man, you ain't
going
to
do
shit.
Now, you got your bad ass here. Your scary ass. You always got something to do with a motherfucker coming
to
your house.
To run you. I don't want you to give me the members to run you, motherfucker. I had to run you for 20. Well, I know I got
you.
Now you want to out-bet me with your cheap ass because you ain't got 20.
You need help. You need help, sir. Don't quit trying to fight. You need help for that 20.
But I'm saying to blow your ass off, shit. Hell. Towing service don't pay that much money, sir.
So stop fronting. You need help.
All right, man. I ain't calling me. You ain't gonna run you with that shit. You might not run me because you talk too much shit. You ain't with me. Fuck Hollow Spring. I want to bet. Well, you're lying, sir. You grudge race. I'm finna bet you $2,000 you wasn't gonna grudge race nobody.
Get your mama going to race you. I come to Memphis just to run your scary
you
ass. Get your shit out of there.
What makes you want to run me? We know everybody. I know you don't want to run me.
Because you don't want me to whoop your ass. You know I'm bound to whoop your ass.
Man,
you know
that's
that.
So much you got, man. Come on, man. You be done. I'm trying to get that. You ain't doing nothing. You out there. Hey, that's all y'all got to lure me. Leon, come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all definitely
got
to lure
me,
man.
I got on the tell your ass. You always said, well, one of them to come to Hollow Spring.
Y'all probably have more than Leon to lure me to that track, man. Shit.
Well, you ain't nobody, Wick.
Hey, Jay.
You a tow truck driving ass motherfucker. Give me $3,000 cash. I'm going to blow Leon's ass off. Give me $3,000.
Wait, guess what? You can't defend your own territory. The man ain't gonna come here and piss on your grass and have a Leon, shit. Y'all ain't sending nobody. You think I'm gonna come to Memphis, Leon? Come on, man. Hey, he ain't coming for me.
He's scared of Grub Z. That's why we stepping on their ground, goddammit.
We ain't bringing nobody. I can't blow his ass off. I don't want to blow somebody's ass off that's worth blowing the ass off. B is my buddy. I ain't going to whoop his ass until
Hey, B ain't your buddy. Stop lying. Being your buddy. You ain't ready to run your ass back. You won't get back.
You know what he gonna do? He gonna let somebody tell him what they're doing, so he'll know where he stands.
I don't give a damn what y'all doing. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Hell, what the hell don't worry about what y'all doing? Y'all ain't doing shit.
Wick, you ain't either.
If it ain't goddamn Kanye, Big Wayne, Big Wayne ain't grudging. I don't know if he's grudging or not. But y'all ain't got too many people doing nothing, what you don't realize.
Well, you won't find out. If you come to the house, you're going to find out where we're going. We're going to dress your motherfucking ass.
Why ain't found out in 6 months? Why ain't found out in 6 months? said, not in Memphis, not in South Carolina, wherever they live, a neutral spot.
Let me ask you a question now. How big has been that the dad is Rick, and we ain't asked him for a fucking dime. And one time we come to his front door, he won $5,000.
27 is the baddest event coming into the Midwest. It's the second annual, the real South Invading the North. We got some heavy hitters. It is a Grudge Inc. sponsored event. It is a totally Grudge. We got Detroit versus the Chicago. Hold on, baby. We got Detroit versus Chicago. We got some single action. We got seven cars out of Illinois and Indiana going against seven cars out of Michigan, and we're gonna have a good time. If y'all was there last year, I don't have to explain it. You know, it's a great grudge track. It is an outlaw track, so you know, you come on, we gonna get it on. Oh, and for all you street guys, we got a shootout. 22s, 24s, and 26s. 22s, 24s, and 26s. Come on, free entry, $2,500. But your rim, for your big rim guys that like to go around, drive around the street with 22s, 24s, and 26s. Be in Indiana on July 27th, and win you $2,500. We will be grudging on that day.
I need $2,000. I'm coming from the west side.
I need $5,000 for using Indiana.
You know, I had some guys in Michigan. Go ahead, Clark.
No. Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead. Hey, Jay, Ben get done, I got a man on here that want to talk to you, I guess, about our $5,000 guys. His name is CeCe.
I'm glad CeCe on because we want to get CeCe up in Indiana, man. So he got a lot of fans in the Chicago land, Indiana area, Michigan. They came down with him with a big crowd and gathered him and seen him, and they in the Midwest. So our newest member, Grudge Inc., we're looking for anybody in the world to match race our newest Grudge Inc. member. You just let me know 2 weeks ahead of time on 315s or 33.10.5 slicks. If you're on 315s, no Willy bars. Four-link car, and I'm speaking of the world record holder, no other than Tim Lynch. Tim Lynch will be in the house July 27th at No Limit Raceway. Us Midwest guys haven't really got up close and personal with Tim, but he will be in Morocco, Indiana. And we're looking for anybody, as they say down south, in the world. We're looking for anybody in the world to match race 2 out of 3 with our newest Grudge Inc. member, Tim Lynch.
I know I'm pretty good.
We're looking for that race, and that is a money race. For y'all, to let you know, this is a money race. It is a grudge race. The man is looking for somebody to grudge. So let your bet how bad you really want to participate in this thing. But now, Carl, I want to make sure that you say something.
One thing, Jay. If you don't believe we're going to have Tim Lynch in the house, for all you haters, all you homosexuals and faggots that don't think we're going to have Tim Lynch in the house, let your bet reflect that we're not going to have him there. That us little guys, Grudge Inc., have not talked to Tim Lynch, and he ain't going to be in Indiana on July 27th. Call my bluff and bet.
There you go. Now, moving on, then what Jeff say? He talk to CC every day, and CC don't want no trouble right now.
That's what we said. CC.
Okay, we said what now?
We say y'all kissing cousins right now that y'all talk every day now. He, you know, you ain't trying to do nothing.
Nah, every time me and Wick talk, we talk about locking in. And I just got a phone call that one of my partners, was both of them called me and said, we would take that $5,000. We would lock Wick in on each one on 5 or better for that race up there. We will make it. Uh-oh. You'll run both cars.
And I can promise you this.
He ain't going to do a goddamn thing. Ain't going to move.
Exactly. They've already packed up, and they're going to move out Thursday before we get there. So,
y'all know he on the phone. He ain't going to say nothing now because Fifi on the phone. You know he on the phone.
No, he not going to say nothing because it's a car that's damn near evenly yoked with the goddamn cars he got. He not going to do nothing.
And the
get your tow truck ass back on the phone, man.
Like you said, he listening. But
I know
he
is.
Hey, that motherfucker hung up, y'all. That motherfucker hung up. I'm calling this bitch back.
Hey, y'all know the last time I got on his ass, you know I got a phone call the next morning. And hey, man, why are you so hard on my buddy, man?
Hey, man, I get them phone calls all the time. They say, hey, man, please lighten up for Whit. Man, hey, we
didn't I say that? That was the first thing I said when I got on the phone. I said, now, look, we call ourselves just going to try to lighten up. All we were trying to make the man, I mean, let me tell you something. The man race, but the thing is, he ducking. I mean, other cars that's more caliber on the line of the cars that he got are coming out and being ready, and then he start putting cars up saying he ain't going to race. Now, if a man race you with a car and you beat him with that car, why can't the man get that race back? I don't understand.
And the man say he'll run the red car after he run the Mustang.
And then he said he'll run again. He'll say he'll run that car too. I don't understand it. I mean, I just don't understand it.
Hey,
I mean,
can you get Nard on? Nard trying to get on.
All right. Let me get Whit on first. I'm calling Whit right now.
All right. Wick ain't gonna happen.
Nah,
Wick,
he ain't
get your hand back on the phone, Wick.
He can do this shit out. He gotta be able to say,
I got Wick ass back on.
Yeah, I got that money together.
Yeah, we got it together.
Hey, Wick. Hey, stop lying. You ain't been talking to him. He want to get on your ass, motherfucker.
Hey, Wick, I just got a phone call. I wasn't even on here, and they told me to lock you in on them five or better, and we'll run you with both cars. What's called? King Kong and Candy Cane. And we'll be up. They said we'll do it that race up there. We're going to make that Memphis race.
I ain't going to be able to do it.
I'm gonna fuck you in your ass. Believe that, man. Nah, that's what I say. That's my word. That's my fucking word. No. The next thing you fucking see me, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. Watch and see now. Watch and see.
And that's why I was pulling fuck a man in the ass.
Listen, man. I guarantee you you're going to want to throw candy cane on me. I promise you that when you see me again.
Man, come on. Be quiet, man. Stay in the boy's place, man. Let go of me.
I'm going to say that.
I'm talking to CeCe, and you getting in a man's
place. I'm shutting the fuck up. Now go ahead and duck, because that's what you're
going
to fucking do. I'm going to shut up, but I'm going to watch you shut the fuck up, too, because you ain't going to do shit.
Now, CeCe. It don't make no sense for you to say you run me in my own track and don't want to run me in my other home track. When do you want to run me? I'm not going to be at Memphis.
Hold up. We got a call from some people that said when we come to Memphis and run you. So I called Trudy and my other partner. They said, if they say they want to do it, we will make that show and we will come up there and we will run you for five or better on both cars.
I got obligations right there that day, CC. I got to be at the door.
But they did say that we ain't going to run you in which car.
Hey, Jay Vaughn.
And that's where I'm going.
Hey, Jay Vaughn, they got that $5 we want. He ducking. He running from it.
He ducking. All right. He come to the damn show.
I didn't want to put Nard on, but I will. Now, that we're talking about Stone Cold and if Nard got top sportsman, I told him Nard got that the Silver Killer. He got the Silver Killer.
What is it gonna take for Stone Cold to be in Memphis? Let's lock in 5-on-5 on that.
Oh, what, J-Bond?
Stone Cold in Memphis, 5-on-5. Let's lock that in.
With who? With who, man?
With the Silver Bullet.
Man, nah, it ain't gonna run no damn body, man. Nah, it ain't coming out with no Memphis Big Boot y'all with no racing ass.
Five.
Nah, they ain't finna be coming down there with y'all non-racing ass. Nah, I be trying to race a little bit. He don't want to come down there with y'all non-racing ass, man. Shit. That man ain't trying to race. He don't want to get caught up in that bullshit with y'all. Biggs need to get out that shit, because he going to start looking like he don't want to race.
Well, in other words, you don't want to lock it in. That's how you really saying.
No, man, because we don't know.
I'm not going nowhere, Witt. I'm not going nowhere.
I ain't talking about going out of grudging. I'm talking about, you use the race a little more than you been doing. That's what I'm saying, and they kind of rubbing off on you a little bit.
who
the president of this company don't race. So, it's rubbing off on y'all.
Now, listen, let me ask you one question, though. I like getting 5-on-5. With Stone Cold and the Silver Bullet, I might
go
raise.
Watch this mental race. If you lock it in, we're going to be there.
Quit getting yourself in that bullshit, CC. You're trying to be a crew player race out here, but don't get in that bullshit, man. I mean, I ain't going to be there, Jay. I can't lock him in. I ain't going to be there. That's why he calling me, probably. CC don't want
to be there. Hey, Jay, you got some calls. This ain't going nowhere. 212.
Okay.
Yeah, 212-6473. 212-6473. Like a DC number or something.
Yo.
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 Who we speaking with? You on the Jay Bond show.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? We got you. You got to say more than hey. What's going on?
Jay Bond.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Jay?
I can hear you fine, man. Go ahead. Come on, Witt. Who I'm talking to?
Put Witt on the phone.
Witt, no race, man. He already on.
Is this a nobody? Who is this?
I said, wait, no race, man. He already on. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Who is this nobody calling my name? This is Turbo Tim, man. Rock in, man. I feel what they're saying.
God,
Turbo. I am so sick of getting your
Rock in.
I done got too much of your lock-in money already, man. You done paid me 2 lockups.
Man, I'm still up, though. Who up?
Who up 500, man, because I ran you and couldn't get down the track, a true grudge racer. But I'm not going to be over there, so why you calling me? That show you ain't no true grudge racer. You could have came down.
You scared of me.
But you paid, but you didn't. You, we looking for your ass over there, but you didn't show up over there. Your name
was
on the
front.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Witt, the way it's looking now, I'm gonna be one. You know, I gotta keep it 100. You got $5,000 worth of lockups trying to get on with you. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying you got Turbo Tim trying to lock you in for 25 or better. You got CeCe trying to lock you in.
I'm only going to get $500 from Turbo Tim. CeCe, I'm only going to get $1,000. They're not going to show up.
Okay. And you got Butt Naked and
Come on,
Hold on, Witt. You got $1,000, $1,500. That's $1,500. Butt Naked. That's $2,000. Then we got Donye. You got damn near $4,000.
Well, Donye gonna raise
$4,000 in lockups.
I take a chance of losing all that back, all the lockup money back, raising Donye because see he'll raise, and the other was gonna pay the lockup and shit my odds. No, I would rather get their free money.
So you said,
CeCe.
Do you really want to race me, Turbo Tim?
I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said, do you really want to race me, man?
Man, your phone keep cutting out. All I hear is
I know race. Goddamn well it's cutting out. I said, do you really want to race me? Are you playing?
Yeah.
Lock in 105 and all the springs, goddamn it, Sunday. Since you want to race, motherfucker. I know goddamn well you don't want to race. You playing. Give me somebody that wanna race.
Okay,
I'ma lock any motherfucker in Holly Springs 105, man. Any one of you motherfuckers, if you really wanna race. Now what's up?
I'll be at the dumb show Saturday,
and I'll be in Holly Springs Sunday. Now what's up?
That's all right.
Find out
you can't go home.
Yeah, that's what I thought, man. I tried to lock y'all in. Y'all come y'all really want to race.
Yeah, no. You just looking. We just looking. Everybody see it.
How was thinking, Jay, and I said, he folks, the Dove show is going to give me $5,000 to come advertise my cars and stuff and the stuff we do with these cars.
I can't do that. You don't got that $5,000 to do shit, man. Quit lying.
But why don't you come get that check? Why don't you come over to the Dove show and wait till the end of that day and I get that check? Shit. They get to me and you.
Man, I know what the deal is, man. What the deal is? You can't go home.
I was waiting on you this weekend. Your name was on that motherfucking hit list on the ladder, and you never come to the game.
I told my mother I went tonight.
Damn, man, I hate to hear that, but yeah, you got 3 or 4 motors, motherfucker. You could have stuck that little bit one back in now.
What little bit one?
Yeah,
hey,
the motherfucker. Because you had your big one in there when you broke now. So you should have stuck your back in there and brought your ass home.
I said, what, you pissed me off?
Yeah, you put your big one in, and you should have put your little one back in. Hell, I got my little ones in.
I don't know. Hey, what you got in your car? I ain't never seen the motor. Ain't never looked at it.
Oh, yeah. I got the little bitty ones in. I got the peanuts in. I got the peanuts in them motherfuckers right now, boys.
You got what?
I got them peanuts in them motherfuckers right now.
I get that big moron. You got the peanuts in there near that motherfucker.
I got them little bitty motors.
Get down the back. Them jackass peanuts.
I got them little bitty motors in there. See, we wait 6 months, we run the little motors for 6 months, and then after 6 months, we run, you know, in a year, we run the big motors. Now we're finna put the big ones in.
And you gonna be in Rockingham?
I don't know. Somebody, ain't nobody made me mad enough yet. What about to piss me off?
But how can I make it?
Show them how to explain Sunday and whoop me. I'll meet you in Rockingham on the 6th and beat your motherfucking ass. But if I beat you in Hollis Springs Sunday, then I just lay on back. Now, any motherfucker show up in Hollis Springs Sunday and beat me, I'll come to Rockingham.
Hey.
That's all
right. Hey.
I'm set aside. Y'all want me to do this and y'all want me to do that. But y'all don't want to get there and lay down.
No.
Anybody show up in Hollis Springs Sunday and whoop me, I'm locked in automatically to run them in Rockingham on the 6th.
Damn Hollis Springs, man. We're going to be in Memphis. Man, let's talk about
goddamn Memphis then. Shit. I'm trying to goddamn get you a raise.
No, go ahead.
Go
ahead.
You want me to come all the way goddamn to Rockingham? That's a long goddamn way.
No, we don't, Wick. See, you don't start acting like somebody else, Wick. You keep thinking people want you to do something, Wick. But if you don't want to do this shit, Wick.
Man, Jay.
Like
you want me to come to Rockingham. You want me to come to Memphis. I mean, you know, I can't be in all these places. I'm a busy man. I'm the one person.
Let me ask you one question.
I'm the one, man.
Wick, this man,
we've been supporting the hell out of this man for free just because we like Wick and because we them, we go and everybody been going and running up there. And now this man put stipulations on us like a motherfucker. Y'all non-racist motherfuckers, y'all want me to be somewhere, y'all better pay me. Where he getting all this shit from, man? That ain't how Wick used to be. That shit don't sound right to me, man. That ain't that. This is the new Wick that's been hanging out with the, with, you know, this is the new Wick. Y'all better pay attention. You know, he keep inviting everybody to come to damn Holly Springs because that's important. This shit sounds like somebody else who the only racing can happen in one spot. This sounds like somebody else we know. And then and all we, you know, we've been supporting the hell out of it, man. I don't know. This shit sounds crazy to me, but I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if y'all hear it, but this shit sound crazy to me. But let me talk about something else. Steve, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm good, Jay.
This shit sound crazy to me, man. But listen to this. Paul, if you play that damn, what you call it for me, and put me in the private room, I'm going to tell you something. Play that damn, that 911 invasion for me, Clark. And then I need to tell you something. And I want y'all to pay attention.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Teddy. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino. X275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us. Or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.